Hello, this is Tom Williams, and you are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's new review segment. In this segment from this day on, we will be talking about one or two current plays, and I will always have a guest reviewer with me. This week, we have Beverly Friend, who is the theater critic for the Pioneer Press.
It's Pioneer Press City Version.
City Version, okay. Thank you for the correction. And there's two shows we want to talk about. The first one will be High School Musical, the Disney phenomena that just opened on August the 2nd, or August the 1st, I'm sorry. Beverly, give us your take. Tell us a little bit about what it's about and a little bit of the background.
Well, first let me say that when I saw the title, being the grandparent of several teenagers, I thought, wow, I have just the perfect people to take and see this. So I asked the 14-year-old, and she turned me down. And I asked the 13-year-old, and she turned me down. And I asked the 18-year-old, and he turned me down. And everyone said, take Brenda. Brenda is the 7-year-old. So that's the person who was thrilled out of her mind to go with me. And then I talked to my 23-year-old granddaughter who said, Grandma, you will love it, and Brenda will love it, but nobody in between would like it at all.
That's interesting because my research showed that its audience is 10 to 12-year-old girls. Kind of the tweenies, I guess you would call them.
I guess there was a lady I think she was from Southtown. She was walking around with a black folder. She was a reviewer, and she was interviewing children. And she said, you know, did you see the movie? Why did you come to see this? And she looked at me, and she said, I thought there'd be more teenagers here. In any case, she and I expressed surprise to each other that it wasn't a place. This show was not Grease. And by not being Grease, it lost a lot because Grease offers a lot more. It's more edgy. And this is really not an edgy production. This is very, very mild and uplifting and bland and sweet and cheerful.
Yeah, it was originally a Disney movie.
Okay. With all the pejoratives you can put on the word Disney.
Yeah, it was one of those, blandly average is one of the terms I use for it. That has almost a cult following of junior high kids.
Of Teeny Bopper.
Yeah, of the young teeny, 10, 11, 12-year-old girls. Because opening night.
This was a happy 7-year. Oh, I've never seen that many children. And also what occurred to me is we are downtown at the LaSalle Bank Theater on Monroe at least $75 a ticket.
78 for the main floor.
78 ticket. And the place is filled with children. And I thought, wow, who's spending this kind of money? Would I spend this kind of money on my grandchildren? No.
Okay.
Or even on myself.
Well, one of the things I said was that for a Disney show, it was amazingly mediocre.
Well, what I said was, and my review doesn't come out in Pioneer until Wednesday and Thursday.
Pioneer Press on Wednesday and Thursday, right?
Okay. But what I will say as what I saw, it reminded me of Archie Book Comics. I felt I was inside an Archie comic. But what it also reminded me of was the American Girl show. Down at the American Girl doll place, because that one pitches a show that says be all that you can be, and this is the same thing. And then Hats, which just closed, pitched the sentence, if you settle for what you've got, you deserve what you get. And I like that too. And this is the same theme now reiterated again. Everything is possible, no matter how outrageous it may seem. And we can sit here and poke holes in this plot from now to forever. Why didn't they do this? And why didn't they do that? And why didn't they solve the problem? Nonetheless, terrible problem solved by the ingenuity of the kids, which is implausible, but cutesy. And everything goes happily on its way.
Yeah, my problem was the thin premise.
Very thin.
I mean, there's a conflict with the boy playing in this championship basketball game or regional playoff game.
Are we going to tell that much?
And auditioning for a play, and the girlfriend, her conflict is with her being in the math science club and the audition, which in reality, you know, they would have gone and talked to the teachers.
They could have solved it.
Or gone to the principal and said, hey, why are these conflicts here?
But musicals are not supposed to make sense. They're supposed to rise above reality.
Yeah, and what I found out in doing some research, they wanted to recreate the stage show, the film on stage.
But the film was probably just as silly.
Yeah, and it was lightweight material. But they were pandering or playing to that Teeny Bopper, that 10, 11, 12-year-old audience.
But the theater was filled.
Yeah, and the tour will fill. But my basic problem is I think it's a dumbing down. I really do. I think they had the opportunity. And why they did this as a national tour is, you know, they had originally given amateur rights to for the production and community theater rights. And then they realize what a gold mine they have, so they're cashing in. And I don't know, I think if you're going to do that, the lesson you send the kids is to raise the standard. I would have taken this show and raised it to another level, maybe made the book writing better and some of the singing be better, but then that's me.
Well, the point is that this is teenagers nowadays are brighter, sharper, living in a world that's not quite as fairy tale as this world is, and that's why it appealed to little ones. I have a rule when I take someone to a play with me, no matter what their age is. Because I write for the city papers and I live in the suburbs, I have this feeling that no one ever sees what I write. It's like sending it off like a paper airplane, zoom, 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 and then a check comes back, and then I write the next review, and a check comes back, so I have nobody to talk to now that I'm a widow. So if you go to a play with me, I usually write the review that night, and I email it, and you must answer me, or you don't get to another. You must have a correspondence with me about it. The kids are the best. The adults tend to say, oh, this is really nice. I really like what you wrote. But the kids will say, so Brenda, with Rob and her sister typing the answer, this is what I got from
this
Brenda.
This is from the 7-year-old now.
This is from, dear Grandma, Robin is typing this for me. I'm happy you put in the part about the basketballs in your review. I thought it was a good part. See, I had said I really like the basketball dance. I like the singing and dancing, especially at the end. But I also like the beginning a lot because it made me interested right away. Brenda. Now, Robin, who is 14, who is typing this, said, I'm glad you included the bit about the age group that this show is aimed at, that she's one who turned me down. I'm sure many, many parents and grandparents will value the advice, Robin. So that was my feedback on this play.
Very good, very good. And that's all I'm going to say about it, except I ended my review by saying that who can turn down a 10, 11, or 12-year-old girl? If they want to see it and you have one of those in your family, you're going to be down there at the LaSalle Bank, so you just might as well go get your tickets.
And I ended mine by saying, as if this isn't enough, they're now planning an ice show based on the same thing, so you can keep going on into infinity.
Well, whoever heard that Disney doesn't know how to cash in on things. All right, our next show, and one that we probably won't have a lot to say about, but I thought was kind of cute, was Joe the Musical that is playing at Chicago Dramatist. When we saw it, Michael Mahler, who we had just did a podcast last week on, who's one of the bright young talents, was the star in it. But it also had a lot of other good equity actors in it. And it was basically a dream story about this kid who's this classical actor, and he gets caught up into sort of a nightmare that he's caught up into a musical, and he hates musicals.
And if you think that the Hollywood one was a simplistic plot, I don't see where you could possibly find this more profound or complicated, because this was a very rough, very uneven workshop production. I don't know what it will ultimately be, but it has a long way to go.
Well, you see, I liked it a little more than that. I thought it was a clever play, you know,
in a musical, being caught in a dream. Come
well,
on.
Well, it's really a backstage musical, and but it, you know, it's not 42nd Street and so forth. It's kind of modern, and I think it has some potential. I thought there was some good writing in it.
I think that it may well have potential, but I would reserve judgment until I see it much further along the way.
That makes sense, but I think there's enough there to take a look at. And if I was a producer at some of the regional theaters, I might want to come take a look at that. I agree with you. It is raw.
If I was a producer, I might go. As a regular theater goer, I would find something else.
Okay. Well, the only thing was maybe for $15, though.
For $15, okay.
Okay.
If I had $15 to spare,
okay,
I would take my $15 and I would clutch it in my hands and I would go down to Navy Pier and I would go to one of the short Shakespeare productions, because that is the best buy in town.
That's true. That's true. Well, thank you, Beverly.